Cliff Central.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to yet another amazing edition of O'Neill on Cliff Central on a Friday afternoon. In the background, blazing music of I Octane is called Party Turn Up. Kicked up the show with Gemini Major in the company of Aeon Wolf, a song called Ban Man Ting. Good afternoon, man. And Junior is here with me as always. How you doing, Junior?
I'm good, man. Hey, man, you look like a baller today.
Why do I look like a baller, Junior?
Yo, like, got this $1 million chain on and some nerdies.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Are you coming on to me? Because I never
I'm not coming on to you.
So
I'm not. I just it's a compliment, sure. My guy, you
okay.
know?
Okay, is that
yeah,
what that was?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, listen, man. Good seeing you.
Yeah, man. Good seeing you too, my guy.
Obviously, we went here the previous Friday.
Yeah, missed the listeners.
I was out back home in Botswana. And I know you came around to hang out here for a bit.
Yeah, I came just to chill.
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
Well, good seeing you nonetheless.
Yeah, man.
The show is going to be unbelievable. We've got some hectic guests. In fact, the first guest is already standing by as we speak. Find out who we're talking about on the flip side of this.
It's O'Neill Africa.
One of the gen of them know who the fit me, Kylie. It's me no fuck for two, the echo the city. One time I never too clear, but I'm a picking. Nobody got me feeling things because I'm nothing, yeah. They never tell you nothing, trouble when they're troubling, yeah. Somebody couldn't tell you, stay us away of it, yes. We say TPS, yes, so are we a Tony volume, yeah. Watch this. Man, I fit, when myself to no man, I mean, no, me, no, now we know.
Yeah, baby. I'm
right.
Even when the wind blows, you can hear the past.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to welcome, for the first time here on Cliff Central, Helen. How are you doing?
I am doing good, Anil. How are you?
Good seeing you. It's been such a long time.
I know.
So clearly you've been working.
Yeah, I've been busy.
All right, so let's just catch up. Where are you based right now? Are you in South Africa or?
I am based in South Africa now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And have you been performing? Have you been working on any album?
I have been performing, and we just finished my album, which is like a Afro contemporary, album.
Okay. All right. All right. Now, this is obviously your band. You work with them.
Yes. And that is my producer over there, Mr. Moiletsi Godfrey.
Okay.
My bassist, McBass. And my backing vocalist, Mpo.
Is there any place where you perform regularly around Joburg?
Not necessarily. We are everywhere. But every now and then I perform at Winnie's Jazz Restaurant. That's okay. Where I've performed the most.
All right.
But every now and then we find us at Caldi's. You'll find us at Nikki's. You'll find us... many other couple of places, yeah.
Let's talk about the sound. I mean, what we heard right now here, is this something that's consistent throughout the album? The sound that we just heard right now, you performing live.
Okay, the reason why I say it's an Afro-contemporary, it's a mixture of, like, something jazz element, something my traditional music, my Botswana traditional music with my 6/8, and, a little bit of R&B here and there, so I didn't want to be like in one element, like to do only one genre.
Okay.
So that's hence I'm saying it's contemporary. So it's a mixture of that, but you will hear a lot of my traditional music and a lot of some jazz elements. Even though the song can feel like maybe it's like R&B-ish or it's samba sort of, but you would, you know, you pick up a couple of.
Okay. Now, how do you stay true to your sound? I mean, to me, it sounds like it's something that takes a lot of engineering. It takes teamwork to be able to fine-tune the sound that you want to portray as an artist, basically. How do you ensure that you remain true to the sound?
Okay, first of all, I think you would know from way back home, like I've always loved to sing in my native language, which is Setswana. I've always embraced traditional music, but I always wanted to do it in a more different way. Like if you'd remember, I had like house music, but they always had that element of traditional music. But with me, what I decided to do is that I keep that, but then slower the tempo a little bit. You know, I wanted to get in a more mature kind of music genre.
Okay.
So the same, it's still the same, Helen. It's just that things just got a little bit slower with the, you know, I just slowed the tempo and yeah.
And is it any easy, you know, and I'm asking this for the benefit of, you know, a lot of young artists who still aren't performing with a full band. For somebody like you who works with a full band, is it any easier to perform with a live band and manage a live band?
To perform with a live band, I would say with my experience, I would say it's easier.
Mm-hmm.
To manage it, you would have to have somebody by the likes of Godfrey, who's also my producer. So thanks to him, all that headache, I don't have to deal with it. But I would say I have a very good team. Once for all, we were always eager to learn. We're eager to help each other. We're like a family.
Okay.
And performing with a live band, to me, it helps to expose one's talent. Because each and every single day, you find that, okay, I could add something like this in the song. I can change it like this. I can do that. Instead of being just constant with the same type of music, like when it's just like maybe a backtrack or something. So when it's a band, it's something that can be changeable. You can add a lot of other elements on it. It becomes more even fun. Like each and every single time, it's like exciting. It's like an exciting thing.
Are you looking to work with any other artists other than yourself?
I would love to work with some local artists and hopefully somebody, I don't know why, but I would like to work with anybody, please, anybody out there from Nigeria.
Okay.
I just need something, I love tradition, so
okay.
I need something that is way different from my traditional music, you know.
Okay, all right, well, we've got one of our guests for today. Is a vocalist from Nigeria. She'll be joining us a bit later on. Hopefully you guys can exchange contacts.
That
would
be
great. And then
see
where you take it from there.
Oh, that would be super great.
Alright, so we've got another performance from Helen coming through on the other side of this. Don't move.
OOC. It's O'Neill Africa.
Yeah.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Over the mountains. Oh, to be an African. I was born and bred in, my heart is in, and I'm proud to be an African.
Helen, ladies and gentlemen, right here on Cliff Central. Remember, everything you're listening to will be available as a podcast. That's 30 minutes on the other side of 4 p.m. More guests lined up on the show, but let's just quickly wrap up with the Helen. So, performances this weekend, are you performing anywhere?
This weekend, not yet. Anything confirmed, but next weekend, we are going to be in Winnie's on Saturday.
Okay.
But it's a closed, party.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Now, how do people get in touch with Helen?
You can get in touch with me on helend.digobe@gmail.com, or you can follow me on Facebook, Helen / Miss Helen, or my personal one is Helen Dugobe, or you can follow me on Twitter, which is @Helen_Dugobe.
All right, nice one. To the entire band, gentlemen, thank you very much. And lady, thank you very much. Sadly, we're out of time. We've got more just lined up. But listen, next time you have another project and you want to share it with our listener, please
definitely.
Do feel free to come back here and share it with us.
I will definitely.
So one more time, how do people get in touch with you?
You can get in contact with me on helend@gmail.com, or you can follow me @Helen_Dugobe, that's on Twitter, or you can also follow me on Facebook, Helen-Miss Helen on Facebook. That's my personal page, and then you got Helen Dugobe.
Do you see, you need to simplify your handles. This is why my handle is Onil Africa all across.
Because, but they're all like my first name and my surname. That's it, because I know I forget.
All right, guys, thank you very much for joining us
today.
Thank
you so very much. Thank you
the
so very much.
The multi-award winning The Soil joins us next.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Come on, boys, let's do this. On 1, 2, 3, let's go.
You're listening to O'Neill on Cliff Central. Radio has never been faithful. O'Neill on Cliff Central. WOC. O'Neill on Cliff Central. Radio has never been faithful. O'Neill on Cliff Central. WOC. WOC.
One time and one time only. Hey, we would like to take you back to a place where you've never been before. But you know what? You'll feel like you've been there. Susan.
Oh,
The mega talented, the soil, they are live with us in the studio. It's actually been a while since we hung out with these guys. So much has happened. They've gone through all kinds of transitions, one of which we'll talk about. I think it's one of the most, it was at some point one of the most talked about things. There was a situation with one of the members leaving, which I'm sure they'll clear up as we go along. Gentlemen and lady, welcome to the show.
Yo, thanks, man.
You know, listen, it's not fair of me to do this. When you have the soil, why am I talking when they could be just singing everything? Right? How about you guys, you do your intro.
Okay.
You do your own intro.
Okay.
Right?
Kill the music.
Okay, Junior, out.
The soil.
They haven't changed a bit. They've toured Europe, all kinds of places. No, wait, let's just catch up.
Yeah.
Where have you guys been since we last hung out? Places that you've traveled to.
I guess we headed back to the Apollo Theater, and we've done it 3 times already now. And we recently got back from Santiago in Chile for the World of Music and Arts Festival. And where else?
Yeah, man, the whole of UK, yeah.
Yeah, we toured UK for Beijing. 2 months.
Yeah, we
guys went to Beijing.
Yeah.
The first time when you guys went to these places, let's talk about the culture shock. What do they think of what you're doing?
They were just in awe. Another thing that works to our favor, we are not that tall. So by default, people just think we are young, maybe 16 years old or something. So especially in the US, when we get onto all those stages, they do not make much of what we are about to do. But as soon as we crack the whip,
yeah,
everyone just knows that South Africa is all about beautiful music.
Something we seldom talk about is family. you know, your families, what do they think of what you guys are doing?
Hey man, they feel happy, you know, and they're so grateful for what we're pushing, and yeah man.
Are they happy it's not hip hop?
Nah.
I guess, yeah, but we get a lot of support from them. We wouldn't be doing this for as long as we've been doing it if it wasn't for the support structure that we have back at home. And it comes from different levels, man, from the nuclear families that we've started and from the external families that we have. As myself and P, we're also brothers. So our mom always calls and says, for your next trip, don't forget to pray for everything to go well. So those little things, man, they matter. They really do.
So let's talk about your music. If somebody didn't know anything about the soul and they wanted to know what category you fall under, what would that be?
It would be soul music, but we sort of like tagged our soul music as Kasi soul, like Kasi is a slang for the hood, our neighborhood where you're from, you know. Okay. And we're from Soweto, so it's Kasi soul under the umbrella of soul.
Alright. Yeah. Now, music wise, when you guys produce, the creative process of making music for you guys, does it begin with a cappella or it starts with a progression on the keyboard?
Hey, that's the easiest thing. All we do is sleep and we dream about these songs. Mm-hmm. And most of the times, it's not even a full song, it's just a melody. And from that melody, you derive what it's really trying to turn itself into. Because a song, most of the time, it directs itself to where it wants to go. So we just use the theme of the melody, and we write content for it. And when P comes up with a mediocre verse, we tell him right there and then, that no, good. Man, go man, back to the drawing board. Because, hey, this is about to be a big song. So that's really how we do our songs. Another thing, the joyful spirit that we carry amongst ourselves.
It's very obvious, by the way.
Man, hey, that thing always works to our favor, because even when we're doing sound check, that's when all these beautiful melodies come. Even with the intro itself, it just came out of nowhere while we were rehearsing.
When you guys were coming together as a band, when your sound and yourselves began to take shape, did you imagine at any point that you find yourself where you are right now?
Honestly, we thought about it. We thought about the vision and how we want to spread our music all across the world, you know. We thought about it, but we never knew when it was going to happen, you know. Yeah, but we always knew that, hey man, if we can push harder, then we can see ourselves in every stage in the world.
What is the most surprising compliment you've gotten as a band?
I guess that's also my cue to also bring in Theo, because the most recent compliments we've been getting is how amazing she has gelled into the team, and the synergy that people see from how we do our performances lately. And as you mentioned, that Ubuhle had to go and heed her ancestral calling, and we then hit the social space and announced that we wanted someone to come in and step in and just to experience the soil, and that was the official hashtag. Theo was amongst the 103 entries, and when we selected our top 10, she was part of that top 10, and she smoked the competition.
Obviously.
Come the day of the audition. And yeah man, she can speak for herself, and maybe if you like it, Mr. Odin, she can also give you a taste of how she sounds and how she won that whole thing.
No, we're gonna get to that. One more question before we talk about that whole process. In terms of people you've met, influential people, be it in Africa, Europe, wherever you've been, who has been the most surprising? Who gave you guys a compliment?
For me, it has to be Babu Huma Sikele.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you remember what he said?
Yes, for sure. He said to us, he likes how ignorant we are towards how great we sound.
Amazing.
We shouldn't even be cognizant of how great we are, because that would be the day where we lose our humility.
That was the strongest thing I could ever
ask from any African legend. Yeah, that was a blessing on
Is it the same for you?
It's yo, man. Who's that lady in Zika? We went to visit. We went to visit her. She's a legend also, and we sang with her on some corporate awards and all that. I forgot her name, man. Ugogo, man. But she said, when we sang Bomba, because there's a part called Midlands, it goes like Midlands, Midlands, it under sound. Yeah. Koka Bigale. Yeah, Koka Bigale, you know.
Of course.
And she said, man, yo, we must carry the same sound, man.
Yeah.
Like we must never stop, because this is some other war we're fighting, you know, and we must never stop. Let's just continue with this. This is ours. Yeah.
Amazing. All right, let's just quickly catch up on losing a... I don't even know if I want to call it losing a member. She just transitioned to something else. Do you still regard her as part of family?
Definitely.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. That will never ever change. I doubt even if P were to go all the way to become our next president,
yeah,
he will always be part of the family, because once you are the soil, you stay the soil. So she's going to do that thing, Lord knows for how long, because yeah, she doesn't know it too. It's her mentors that will definitely tell her when she's ready to.
It's a powerful, yeah, and very important process, isn't it, for you guys?
Yeah.
For you to have actually supported her through that process.
Yeah.
Was it, do you remember how it was the first time she told you guys about?
it was not so hard for us to receive it.
Yeah.
Because she showed signs of her spirituality
calling
thing. Yeah. Way back in high school.
Oh,
we were,
yeah,
already acquainted with
okay,
who,
okay,
she was. And yeah, when she finally broke the news to us that she wanted to do it this year,
okay,
it was a no-brainer. Yeah.
So you guys now have a new member. In fact, let me just talk to her. In fact, introduce yourself by singing. Do you remember one of the songs you sang for your audition?
Yes.
All right. You want to just do something for us?
Show compassion, lend a hand. It might not be easy, but I know you can. Divided we fall, but together we all stand. Love thy neighbor, treat him like your brother. Pila now, and go be kleshali fuchane. Muma now, and go buyazi when I umse. Masi bamba neni, simeta neni. Masi tanda neni, because we are one.
Nice.
Hey, real quick.
So, how has your life changed?
Sure, not so much.
Okay.
Some things are still the same. You know, at home, they still treat me the same. I still wash the dishes. but it's busier, of course. You know, but it's a great experience, you know, because I'm meeting people that I never thought I would meet, you know. So
were you a fan before this?
I've always been. Yo, I've always been, you know, and I think that worked to my advantage, because the songs, I knew them already.
Oh, you already knew
so
the songs.
So it wasn't really hard for me to, when we rehearse, you know, to get to know the songs better. It's just a few details that I had to learn.
Now, you have the benefit of having been a fan, and now you're part of the creative,
yeah,
process.
Yeah.
Now, having seen what they do in private and how they create what we hear,
yeah,
has anything, your opinion of them, changed? Has anything surprised you about their creative process?
Shucks, they surprise me every day, you know. they're so creative that they come up with something new every day, you know. And for a person like me who didn't really, really do music,
yeah,
that much, it's great, you know, to be part of this experience and experience their creativity, which rubs off onto me.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I also try some to be
as creative.
All right, can we sing now?
Yes, of course.
Well, what do you guys want to perform for us?
Theo, what do you suggest we sing?
Yes.
I don't know, Susan? Maybe?
Okay, let's do it.
What?
Susan.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, okay.
Imili ngunda yesawa sinakusebenza ikhumbulo Susan wa. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Soil, singing one of their biggest songs, in fact, Susan. So who were you guys singing about again? Who's Susan?
Some lady, man.
Whose ex is Susan?
Master P. Master P's ex.
I like to say Master
P. Hey, but all Susans are a problem, eh? Listen, I'm going to put you guys on the spot.
Yep.
Okay. It's not necessarily putting you guys on the spot because this is what you do. I mean, I'm just giving you an opportunity to show off. So, just to let us into what you do when you begin to create, I'm going to give you guys a theme, and you have to come up with something from scratch.
Okay.
The theme is Cliff Central.
Okay.
You have to do something using the theme Cliff Central for at least 1 minute.
Shoot.
Okay. Trust you.
So let's see how long it takes the soil before they create.
So do we have an ad break between or we go now?
No, the ideas you're going in now.
Wow. It's time to tell you about the best radio station ever in the whole continent, maybe all across the world. Oh, it's called Cliff Central, baby. Make sure you know and tell your friends that you better tune in to own it for the freshest freestyle that will leave a smile on your face, girl. I can go on forever and ever just to show off and make sure that we are not just an acapella group, but we are a well of creativity, making sure that we inspire each and every kid out there. I'm about to lose it, so I'll take it back to the chorus. Hey,
ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Central, double OC, O'Neill on P Central.
Yeah, baby.
So what is the soil up to at the moment? What are you guys working on? Any projects you wish to share with us?
Of course, we're doing the Experience the Soil tour.
Okay.
It's a nationwide tour. And we are currently in studio trying to choose one song at least from the batch of new songs.
Okay.
And put it out there as a single. We are, I guess, a week away from going in and making sure that we nail it once.
Is it a big pool that you have to choose from? Have you worked on so many songs?
Yeah, we've worked on so many songs, man. It's just that we need to choose wisely, you know.
Okay. So that's what you're working on at the moment. Yeah. You're going on tour.
Yes, we're going on tour. It's titled Experience the Soil Tour, and it's quite special because it's not even. I guess it will shine a light on us giving a platform to any creative being out there to become part of the soul. So if we're going to East London, for instance, we will check out the most, talked about artists down there. And even if it's an instrumentalist, we'll bring that person in for one song, maybe in our second set, and have them jam with us. And they too get to experience the soil.
The soil, ladies and gentlemen. Are we going to be seeing any features in your new album?
I guess for the purpose of just keeping everyone on their toes.
Yeah.
If we could get Ladysmith Black Mambazo on the recent album titled Nostalgic Moments, I guess you can take your imagination as wild as you want on the next one, because we're going big, really, really big, as in internationally big.
Nice. Now, in terms of how do you take, when is your break and what is your break away from music? What is it that you guys do?
Hey, man. I like to work, man. Like, you know, maybe after the soil, I like to take pictures. I'm a photographer. I'm a fine artist. So, yeah, man, I love to work. So whenever I'm chilled, I'm like, you need to know that I'm proper tired from gigs.
You're always creating.
Yeah. Okay. That's me.
And you're into you?
Wow. Outside work, I spend as much time as I can with my family and friends because they don't see me a lot, you know. So when I get the chance to, you know, I make sure that I spend it with them.
Yeah. Amazing.
I also try and do that. But of course, I know someone that could attest and say I do not spend time much with family. But I also have a record label that I've just opened, and we've signed an amazing artist by the name of Konai. So we're really hard at work trying to make sure that she gets onto any platform and shows just how amazing Africans can sound. Yeah.
Can you guys make us a guarantee that the soil never break up?
That's a given. That's a given. If he quits, we are quitting.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to hold you guys to this. So are you telling me now that 20 years from now, we'll be seeing the soil still performing together?
We'll be still out here, man.
Yeah, let's make it 40 years.
Yeah. Bro, he can do it. We can do it too, man. Yeah.
In terms of the new project, have you changed anything about the sound? Is it still the same?
Shoo. The sound on its own has really elevated.
Nice.
It's still a cappella because we believe that when you bring a sound to people, you're working with a clean canvas and you are just painting their souls with any color you choose. And that first color that you choose most of the time in the context of you giving a genre of music, you need to stick to it because that's how people fell in love with you in the first place. But you can always transcend that genre into making sure that it sounds even bigger. And that's exactly what we are doing in studio. That album is the one that will get us that long-awaited Grammy. Trust me.
Nice one. I believe you guys will get it. Listen, The Soil, all of you guys, congratulations on all the success. I truly believe you guys exemplify what art in its purest form is about. And I think you represent Africa in such a large way. unapologetically, yes. And it's quite impressive to see you guys perform. And I'm happy to host you guys whenever you're ready.
Sure. Ah, nice.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
Thank you. Thank you. And, yeah, thank you.
So yes, and I've got a new album here with me. One more time, The Soil. Do you want to say goodbye in true?
Yeah.
The Soil fashion.
Yeah. Before that, can I say a shout out? Cool. Happy birthday to Pam. Kumosada Nwaga, let's go!
Why don't we sing for her?
Oh, let's do it!
Come, yes!
See you. Lead us, comrade.
Happy birthday to you.
Come on!
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Pamsy. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Pansy. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, in case you're wondering, who is Pansy?
Ladies and gentlemen, more action lined up on the show. Stand by, don't move.
Cliff Central.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.